Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has held talks with Pakistani officials in Islamabad on key regional developments, including the situation in Yemen. Zarif is in Islamabad as part of diplomatic efforts seeking a political solution to the Yemen crisis. Press TV's Kamran Yusuf has the details.
On the second day of his visit to Pakistan, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif traveled to the Pakistan Army's headquarters in Rawalpindi. The top Iranian diplomat met with Pakistani Army Chief General Raheel Sharif, and both stressed the need for greater unity and harmony among the Muslim world. Zarif's meeting with the Pakistani Army Chief is seen as significant in view of the current crisis in Yemen. Saudi Arabia is pushing the Pakistan military to join its intervention, but Iran's foreign minister is said to have advised Islamabad not to get embroiled in the conflict militarily. Zarif also met Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who expressed concerns over the worsening situation in Yemen and warned that the conflict may endanger the unity in the Muslim world. For his part, the Iranian foreign minister presented a four-point formula to end the bloodshed in Yemen.
Yes, we are prepared to use every influence that every player has in order to have an immediate ceasefire in Yemen, followed by humanitarian assistance to the people of Yemen who are deprived of water resources, who are deprived of food and medicine and medical supplies and hospitals, followed by an intra-Yemeni dialogue leading to the formation of an all-inclusive government.
Pakistani officials say that all involved parties need to show flexibility in order to pave the way for the negotiated settlement of the issue.
There was agreement on the need to de-escalate the situation and encourage the parties to move towards dialogue and resolve all their differences through political negotiations.
During the two-day visit, Iran's foreign minister also discussed bilateral relations between Pakistan and Iran. The two countries agreed the need for strengthening the existing mechanism to avoid border incidents. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.